Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show, the kind you listen to with mother.
So show me. Song, and I'm trying to think to myself, are we riffing on Rick James? Are we riffing on MC Hammer? What are we doing here? I don't know. It's Blog Talk Radio's Social Geek Radio, everyone. Jack Munson here from Engage One-to-One. Our friend Deb Evans is, as they say, on assignment this week. So joining me in the Social Geek Radio studio, we have Ken Colburn, CEO of the Data Doctors. Good evening, Dr. Colburn.
Good evening to you, sir.
And also joining us now is Elisa Harrison, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the International Franchise Association. Good evening, Elisa.
Good evening. I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining me. We've been speaking for the past few weeks about the upcoming FranTech event, which for anyone who hasn't been on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or any other IFA communications for the past couple of months will know that it's happening in Denver on April 10th and 11th at the Denver Marriott City Center. Ken and Elisa are both a big part of the birth and success of the FranTech event over the past couple of years. And what we really wanted to talk about tonight were some of the big speakers that are going to be joining us in some of the keynote sessions. Ken, can you give us a rundown of some of the speakers?
Yeah, I think the largest speaker is Kevin Johnson. I think he comes in at like 6'2", 6'1", somewhere around there. When it comes to big speakers, no, I mean
he's a southpaw too, so you got to be careful when you get him up against the ropes. So
there you have it. Yeah, no, first of all, FranTech was really born out of the need for the technologists and the digital marketing professionals in the franchising community to have a more in-depth conversation than we can have at convention every year. The Technology and Marketing Summit tends to be very well attended, but you know you're trying to hit a lot of points in a very short period of time, and there's really no time to really kind of dive deep into what's going on in the industry. So, fortunately, the IFA saw that there was a need for this and provided a platform through FranTech for just that to happen. And so it's really designed to be an interactive session. It's designed to let us spend some real time on real challenges and real interesting things that are happening, both in digital marketing and technology. So it's a great place to engage with your local professionals or your fellow franchising professionals. As far as the speakers you're talking about, DJ Patil, I don't know if you may, folks that aren't maybe hardcore into the speaking world may or may not know who DJ is, but anybody that's got a title that's data scientist, I mean, that, you know, data is driving everything. And in one of his talks, he talks about the Internet of Things. You know, we've all heard that, right? The Internet of Things.
Right.
His approach is really, well, that's not the interesting part. It's the data that comes from the Internet of Things. And, you know, those of us in franchising, I mean, this is going to be a really good eye-opening session for us to really kind of be looking down the road and saying, well, what's out there on the horizon that's going to impact us, as franchise systems?
And we also have, as you mentioned, the big man, Kevin Johnson from Secure Ideas. Tell me a little bit about Kevin's background and what he's bringing to the table.
Elisa, he's a return engagement. You got to actually work with him last year. Why don't you explain what we got from him last year?
Yeah, I think he's just absolutely fantastic, and he is a leading expert in security, technology security for corporations and small businesses across the country. He actually works for companies and goes in and tests their system. He hacks their systems. He goes in and sees how he can infiltrate their systems. And what's great about Kevin is that he has practical solutions that any company, no matter what size you are, that you can take today to secure your systems. And I think in light of all of the new headlines with Target and Neiman Marcus and all the other retailers that have been hit really hard with this, this is probably one of the most critical issues facing all businesses, but franchise businesses. So I think that we were a little bit ahead of our time in getting him to come speak to us last year, but I think this year it's going to be even more relevant. He will definitely have some very hardcore solutions for companies that you can implement today with not a lot of money, with not a lot of know-how, things that are just practical things that you're not doing today that you can do tomorrow and be more secure in your systems.
Yeah, I love
the fact that he'll be the guy who comes in and scares us first, right?
I mean, the Secure Ideas tagline, the company's tagline is professionally evil. You got to love that. he was the one speaker that probably got some of the highest marks last year. That's why he's a return engagement. So we're looking to really get some tremendous value from Kevin again this year.
Yeah, and I'll add, at first he wasn't really available, but I think he actually kind of moved his schedule around so that he could join us again because I think he really enjoyed the interaction with the audience, and that's what Frantech is all about. It's just not a lot of speakers talking at you. It's really a community talking with each other and learning best practices.
We're going to talk a lot more about security over the next couple of weeks, too, with some of our other guests, but Ken, you brought up the Target security breach issue, and I can't think of anything more important for franchisors to learn about right now because, let's face it, Target and the Walmarts of the world, if they would ever have an issue or companies like that, they're going to be just fine. You know, nothing is going to stop them from moving forward and growing as a company. But there's a lot of franchisors that we work with every day that don't have the resources when it comes to security that a Target or a Walmart or a bank or something like that has. So I'm thrilled he's going to be joining us again this year.
Yeah, I mean the real threat in that area is from the ground up at the last mile. So that's to underscore that is one of the reasons why we're definitely going to. As many years as we can have him back, as long as he's providing that direction and vision, we'll probably keep asking him to come. And another speaker,
early to book him for 2015 right now. I think that might not be a bad idea.
Maybe not.
Need to get him on our calendar.
Yeah, well, the third really big name that those of us that have been around the internet for any period of time, there's a company called Moz, used to be known as SEO Moz. These guys were the smartest guys in the room when it comes to search engine optimization. Obviously, they've expanded into more of a marketing and just general internet-based consulting and what have you. So they were really much more diverse than just SEO. So we've got Tim Resnick, who's the product strategy principal at Moz. As a follow-up to another gentleman from Moz that we had at convention that kind of touched on some key things that we really want to take a deeper dive into anything and everything that Tim can tell us about what's going on from a fundamental blocking and tackling on the Internet. I think, it's all the building blocks that we all need.
Yeah, the other gentleman from Moz, David, was on your panel at the Marketing and Technology Summit at convention, I believe. That was one of my favorite speakers of the entire convention this past year. So definitely looking to see what Mr. Resnick will bring to us as well. Elisa, can you tell us a little bit about what your expectations are for what attendees should be able to walk away with or what they can go home with after the Frantech event is over?
Well, I mean, we are very hopeful that attendees are going to walk away with real, solutions to the problems that they're facing. I mean, I think that's something that we heard from past attendees. That's something that our task force that put together the program was really adamant on, that we really provide how-to solutions to some of these issues that are facing all businesses, but particularly franchise businesses. And so it's really, we designed the program to be, as I said earlier, not just speakers talking to you, but for it to be very engaging and for audience members to really be able to pose their problems and find solutions. And also the way we've organized some of the solution providers that are helping us put this on in the Frantech lab, to really sit down one-on-one, you know, present your problem and have some solutions presented to you. So we really want attendees to be able to walk away with, you know, 10 things that they can implement tomorrow to execute some of the challenges that everyone is facing in technology, but also how you can use technology to make your job a little bit easier and to help, you know, grow your company, help find franchise leads, help solve some solutions that you're dealing with now in a much easier format. So I guess if I had to sum it up in one word, it would be, solutions.
And something that Monday morning at 9 a.m. on the first work week after the event, someone can walk into their office or open up their computer and actually do something that's going to help their system, not just a lot of high-level rainbows and unicorns, as I like to say, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there'll be some rainbows and unicorns as well, but because we all have to be kind of thinking about the future, about what's coming down the pike. But you're exactly right. We want people to walk out the door with 10 things that they can implement on Monday morning.
That's a good number.
Well, in the spirit of Frantech, it's really about, you know, collaboration as well. I think the subset of having ideas is also having like-minded professionals that you can tap and count on. I mean, we, you know, create these new relationships. Because let's face it, the franchise experience is unique. If you come from the enterprise world or the small business world, and then you come and you try to compare the challenges in those arenas with franchising, they're not the same. So, you know, the hope is that everyone, you know, we try to make it as interactive as possible so that you feel compelled to really to create some deep relationships so that after the conference you can continue those conversations and continue to you know, bounce ideas off of other like-minded professionals that are, you know, facing the same challenges and hopefully build on this. You know, this is our conference. This is for us propeller heads, right? This is we want this to be, you know, engaging and invigorating and helpful to the folks. You know, I most of the CEOs I'm talking to about this, I'm telling them, you need to send the people that are tasked with actually doing this stuff, not talking about it. You know, there's a lot of talking about things at the big convention. We're talking about rolling your sleeves up and actually getting stuff done.
That leads me to another question as far as attendees. Who should attend this? I'm assuming it isn't just for CEOs, though we'd love to have some CEOs join us if they can. But what other roles or people or departments within a franchise system or a supplier system, who else should attend the event?
Well, certainly CMOs, CTOs, CIOs, any of the Cs that basically are tasked with creating this strategy. But rolling further down, the folks that actually have to make these things happen, that actually have to find solutions to align with the strategy. That, you know, in the sports world, one of my favorite coaches used to call them dirt workers. You know, the ones that actually are down there in the trenches doing the work.
Right.
That's really who should be there, because those are the folks that are closest to the machine that are trying to make sure that it's continuing to grow and build and provide value to the franchise system. Those are the folks that, you know, we're really trying to create a place for, because, you know, those kinds of discussions don't really happen very well and very deeply at large events. So this is a little more intimate, and this is really focused on taking these deep dives and creating this dialogue. A lot of interactivity. It's going to be a very intimate setting, so, you know, lots of questions. And lots of time for people to engage with each other, including, Elisa, you can talk about the flash panel. I think it's one of the coolest things we've come up with for this conference.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. I mean, I think that, you know, to add what Ken said, I mean, if you are a marketing professional, franchise development professional, it's all about how can you leverage the digital technology out there to do your job. So it really goes from CEOs all the way, you know, really, you know, across the board. And last year we had people from, you know, all levels of all companies there. But, you know, as Ken said, the flash panel, what this is we have we give people who have from companies who offer solutions to some of our digital and marketing challenges today, we give them 3 minutes to identify a problem and to identify a possible solution that the attendees might think about and consider as they're, you know, as they're pontificating on some of the all this information that's out there. And we went through, we did it within an hour. We did 12 people. We went through it, and it was probably one of the most fascinating, I think, activities that I've had in all the conferences that I've been to in my gazillion years of conference going. And so, again, it really focused in on, and this is what we really challenged the participants to do, to focus on solutions, those tangible, low, you know, some low-hanging fruit, some high-hanging, but really things that people could take back with them on Monday morning and implement.
What I really like about what you said too, Alicia, about the attendees not just being CEOs and C-level people, and maybe it's marketing directors and maybe it's some operations people. One of the things I noticed is the pricing on the conference. I don't have it in front of me, but I recall looking at that thinking, this is not a $3,000 conference or a $4,000 conference. And Ken, I know you go to a lot of events too, especially in the marketing and tech world that are, you know, in all reality, priced out of a lot of franchisors' budgets. And I was really impressed with how IFA is keeping the cost for members down at a level where you could afford to bring more than just one person from every franchise system. I thought that was something that really stood out to me. Any other thoughts on some things that make FranTech different than a lot of these other conferences that people are probably being hammered with this time of year?
Well, I'll jump in. I think that obviously, as we talked about at the top of the show, security is really where it's at right now. I mean, it's something that so many people within the franchise community, well, I wouldn't say so many. There's been a small segment of franchisors and suppliers who have been kind of sounding this alarm for many, many years. And, you know, IFA and the franchise community is very involved as a PCI organization to try to help some of these standards when it comes to this. But obviously it is kind of, you know, catapulted to a much higher priority, not only, you know, within businesses but within franchise businesses. So that's really an issue. And good or bad, Congress has now decided that they are going to get involved in finding solutions to this. And as we all know, that's a danger in and of itself. So I think that, IFA, we're working with members of Congress, we're working with our members of the coalition to try to make sure that this is managed in a good way. But it's important that the whole franchise community understand the scope of this issue, because it really does impact the bread and butter of franchise businesses and certainly consumers. I mean, you want your consumers to be protected. So that's clearly kind of where it is, and I think that's probably something that might be unique this year with FranTech, that people in the franchise industry just aren't going to get any other place. So, Ken, I don't know if you have anything to add to that and you know, that whole area and maybe some other priorities that we're trying to address.
Yeah, and I mean, the big thing here is this is for us in the community. This is not, you know, we're looking for that feedback. This is very early in the development of this conference. So this interaction, the engagement, the feedback, you know, anybody coming to this event has a tremendous opportunity to influence what happens in future years, because this is for us, by us. This is really designed to make sure that every session has potential value for every single person that's there. And really, so I you know, again, I this is we're early in the development of the FranTech model. We've already gotten a few things that I think are going to be mainstays, but really trying to develop that rapport at this level throughout the year and using Frantech as kind of that connecting point annually, but continuing those conversations through Fran Social, through all the different communication channels that are out there so that we can, you know, continue this conversation about best practices and what's on the horizon. There's a whole disruption component that we're going to be trying to bring into future events as well. That, you know, we'll certainly have some conversations about that now and what's out there that potentially threatens anything or everything that's within a particular brand or a franchise system or what have you. So, you know, there's no shortage of things to talk about, and we're hoping that the right folks show up to participate.
Excellent. And speaking of showing up, what's the easiest way for someone to get more information, register, get hotel information? Where should we send people?
Send people to franchise.org. We have it right there on our homepage. Direct them to the website, the brochure, how they can register. They can register online. We're trying to make it as easy as we possibly can. And Jack, I wanted to kind of thank you and certainly Deb Evans, who couldn't be with us tonight, for really, you really were the incubator of Frantech when you guys pulled together people, like-minded people within the industry a couple of years ago, you know, under the name of FranCamp. You know, did that for a couple of years and really, I think, kind of built the foundation for Frantech. So thank you for your participation and your vision in that. And I think that Frantech today is really, it's still in its infancy, but it's going to continue to grow and become a very, very critical must-attend event for the franchise industry.
Well, thank you for that. It's been fun to watch this take off from, you know, a group of people in a collab space in Nashville talking about what should we do on Facebook to, you know, this actually being a terrific sort of top-level event for, you know, business people with you know, A-list speakers. It hasn't been that long. It's only been a couple of years since that kicked off. So, but, you know, I think we've all hit upon something that a lot of people, not just in franchising, but in all types of businesses, are looking for that sort of next conversation, not just the typical, you know, here are three reasons why you should be on Facebook. Well, I think we're all past that. The people that we have to convince to use social media or use digital marketing or use other types of technology, if we have to convince them to do that stuff, they've probably already gone out of business. So I think we're really at that point where we're pivoting towards what do I need to do now to really succeed? And again, I can't say enough about the security issues, because it seems like we've, in social media especially, but in all digital marketing and technology, we've been on offense, and now all of a sudden this year we might have to play some defense. So with that, I did want to ask one last question. Ken, you're the chair of the Marketing and Technology Committee within the IFA, and Alicia, you're the senior VP of the Marketing and Communications Group. What else is happening within IFA from the committee and things like the Frans Social program that's running, and anything else you can tell us about that?
Well, yeah, Frans Social is our private engagement platform for members. It's a way for us to have very open conversations that we don't have to worry about the outside world peering into. So that was one of the reasons why the IFA felt like it was important, you know, that we have a space for us to have a conversation and not have to worry about that becoming public dialogue. So Frans Social is one of the ways for us to extend any and all conversations that we have at, when we have the face-to-face, which is critically important, but continuing that in a way that we feel comfortable doing. I think Frans Social is, without question, you know, one of the great places to do that. The committee's working on lots of different things, the PCI issue, security. Obviously, the IFA, to its credit, is working on a pretty dramatic strategic plan from a web strategy standpoint. So there's some things going on there, and of course, we're trying to continue to recruit other technology companies, specifically social and marketing companies, that don't understand that franchising is different than their enterprise and mom-and-pop type customers. Google has joined the IFA. They're fully committed. In fact, we have a late addition to the Frantech. We are going to have a presenter from Google that's specifically explaining YouTube in franchising, and franchising and YouTube, how do they work together? Where should we be thinking about using YouTube in our systems? And so we want to get Facebook back to the table. We're real close to having LinkedIn have a more engaged presence with the community, and so the committee's got lots of stuff on its plate, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and
definitely
I would just add that, and I think anyone who's listening or anyone who's ever been involved in a committee, it's only successful as its members and its leaders. And Nick Kinn's been the chairman of this committee and really from the infancy, and has really helped to kind of not only grow the involvement of the committee but really have influence on what IFA is doing in the space. And certainly, Jack, you've been involved in this for so long. So it really, we're only as effective as the volunteers and the people who get involved, get engaged, and really come. And when I look at the committee meeting that we just had in February, it was, seating room only. I mean, everybody was crowded around the table, full engagement, full discussion. This is clearly an area that is the hot spot of franchising. And I think that Frantech and the whole technology sector is just going to do nothing but grow. So I just encourage everyone, if you're available to come to Frantech, you will not go away disappointed. And you can't always say that about conferences that you sign up and pay money to go to.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for that. And once again, to get more information and register for Frantech, go to franchise.org. You can also find Frantech now on Facebook, so come and see us there. And I hope to see everyone April 10th and 11th in Denver at Frantech. And Alisa and Ken, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and look forward to seeing you both in person in less than a month.
Thanks for having us, Jack. And same, looking forward to seeing everybody out there Roll your sleeves up. Let's go have some fun.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.